God to secure. Don't be shy. Okay. Someone 3 years ago, and I stood up here. Someone told me I was in panic, of course, like today, the same is. And someone told me, "Don't worry, next time will be easier." I don't remember who it was, but he lied. He really lied. I'm sorry, it's worse than it was 3 years ago. And yeah, it's like with having kids. The first labor, you're afraid of it, but you don't know what it is. And the second one is even worse because you already know it. It's really the same situation here. I'm really sorry again, like 3 years ago, for my English. And it's not because I'm not sorry, because I don't want you to come later and say, "Oh, don't worry, your English is better than my Polish." I know that. Not because you can't learn it, just I know that you don't learn Polish, but it's my husband's fault again, because he speaks such good Polish, so I don't speak English with him. So, okay. I just wanted to share with you a few words from the Book of Job. I wanted to share something that God put on my heart a while ago. And I thought about that for a few months, not only about that one, about that too. I wanted to say something about wisdom. I'm this kind of person, I always was, I have been, I don't know which one, that I always wanted to know, I always wanted to know more and more. I was always interested in magazines, newspapers. In high school, my friends bought magazines about music and things like that. I loved to read Newsweek. It was weird, but I always wanted to know more and more, and I always wanted to know why, which is not very good always. But I was curious of lots of things. And I always wanted to have wisdom. It was something for me that to have wisdom, it has to be wow. And I always prayed, and I'm still praying about having wisdom. And I wanted to read the verse from the Book of Job, chapter 28. Verse 20. Whence then cometh wisdom, and where is the place of understanding? When we think about wisdom, we of course know the definition of wisdom from the Bible, but people often, when they think about wisdom, especially God's wisdom, they think about, I don't know, something that is really, they don't know what, really. We Christian people, always say God's wisdom, God's wisdom, God's wisdom. We have to have God's wisdom and here and there, but really don't know what it is, probably. But now I wanted to read 23rd and 24th verse. God understandeth the way thereof, and he knoweth the place thereof, for he looked to the ends of the earth and sits under the whole heaven. I read that, and I thought, it's so simple. God knows everything. So how can it be different that he has this wisdom? He created the world, so he knows his creation. He knows everything. So he has just a big knowledge, and that's why he has wisdom, because he knows everything. If I would know everything, probably I would have that wisdom too. I don't know that, and God knows that I don't know everything, so he has a solution for me in verse 28. And unto man he said, "Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding." I always wanted to be so wise, and here God says, I read this passage in my life like, I don't know, a thousand times, but here he says, that's enough for you. You don't have to have knowledge like I have. You have to have a fear of the Lord. And it's basically a trust in the Lord. You fear the Lord, you trust the Lord. He has the big wisdom. And if you have the fear of the Lord, you will have wisdom, what you need. This kind of small wisdom, maybe, but it's enough for you. So God decided that it's enough for us, for me. And I always, like I said, I always prayed about wisdom, but I really never felt I'm like a wise person. It was my complex. And 3 months ago, I'm not saying that to praise myself. 3 months ago, it turned out that my sister's fiance has cancer. And my mom called me and she said that Basha, my sister, is devastated. And the first person she thought about is me. She called me and said, "You need to call her because I know you have wisdom to tell her something." And my mouth was open. And I said, "Wow, my mom, she saved like over 40 years and she is a wise woman. She calls me, 20-something years old, woman, her daughter, 28, okay, and she said, you call her, because I don't know what to tell her, and you have this kind of wisdom, you can tell her something." And I was like, wow, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. Amen.